It's hard.
The festival business is hard, especially if you don't book headliners. And I'm sorry, and I hope I'm wrong, but the Country Music Festival is destined to fail. They didn't listen to me and this other guy's advice whatsoever. They came out with exactly the people they said they were going to come out with a month and a half ago. They put the tickets on sale a month later than they said they were going to. But I don't want to see something fail. And I just worried that this guy's going to do what we see so much. We're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this. And then it doesn't happen. Or worse, it happens, it fails, and then he blames the city, or he blames the people, or he blames, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And trust me, this is a bad business model, what he's got going on here. Listen to other people, dude. Listen to other people. I don't know everything, but I can tell you that that is a disaster waiting to happen. So it's a good time to take a break anyway, after my little country festival thing. But please, 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 country guy out there, go book a few major acts. That's the only way you can make this thing happen. But I'm not even sure. I think you need several big acts. You know, I think that to make people spend $50-$60 a day. The good thing that he is doing, kids are free. I like that he's doing that, so that way parents don't have to find babysitters. They can get their kids. It's not going to cost them an arm and a leg to go. And that they are going to have a lot of, you know, food trucks, and they're going to have a lot of beer and a lot of that kind of stuff. But no, people aren't going to pay for food trucks anymore, because there's so many food truck festivals that are free anymore. You don't really have to pay. Well, they were saying that that there weren't any other country festivals in the area, and he's right to that point, except until this year when the Pavilion at Montage Mountain, which is, you know, where I'm from, the whole Scranton area. Oh, and by the way, the Country Music Festival is here September 30th, right, or something like that. The season's over. Kids are back to school. Like, the people are out of that mode. Here's the Country Music Festival in Montage in July, which is smart. Do it in July. It's called the Outlaw Music Festival, I believe, and it's headlined by Willie Nelson. I believe that's what it is. So we'll talk more about that. But just that name alone is bigger than anybody that you have right here.